If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals, or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
It's a rich people concept, so you can get to understand it. The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you you got to get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think.
Give one guess as to how many times the average person must fail before he quits. Fails because of the lack of capacity for belief. How many times can you meet with defeat before you give up the ghost and quit?
You believe you have it already, it manifests. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. That's what it's got to be like. Like, you already have it. Like, I already have that house. I already have that car. I already have that promotion. I already have it. I can feel it. I see it in my mind. And that's all you have to do. I think Bob Proctor would say, see it in your mind and hold it in your hand.
That's true.
Right?
Whatever you ask for in prayer and believe that you have received it, it will be yours. The key is believe that you have received it. He doesn't say believe that you will receive it. He says believe that you have received it. You need to leave no other option but to know with all 40 trillion of your cells that you already have what it is that you want. And if you do, it will be yours.
Remember, the starting point of becoming a millionaire on the outside is for you to become a millionaire on the inside. Whenever you think about your work, repeat the words over and over again, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. Combine these positive words with a mental image of yourself performing your task, your work, in an excellent way. Remember, there are no successful mediocrities. Everyone who is financially successful is recognized as being very good at what they do.
One of the most powerful things that any person can do is to learn to control this idea of duration, path, and outcome, and attach an internal sense of reward, just that you're doing well, to reward yourself mentally, just say, I'm doing well, I'm actually on the right path. To do that inside of the demands that come from the external world, the more often that we can self-reward some aspect of the process, provided it's in the right direction of what we're trying to achieve, the more energy we're going to have for that, the more focus we're going to have for that. And remember, the reason I say energy is that limiting amount of noradrenaline is constantly being kept at bay. You're literally buffering the quit response. And so when people start realizing that if they set the goals inside of the larger goal and self-reward each one of those, they essentially have an infinite amount of energy to pursue those goals. They have an infinite amount of focus to pursue those goals.
We become what we think about. Well, don't think lack and limitation. Think abundance in whatever you want. See yourself with plenty, with abundance. Hold the image and then just think, how can I get this? By continually seeing yourself with it, the way to get it will start to come to your mind. You will attract whatever you need because you're getting on an abundant frequency and it'll all start coming into your life. As you move towards it, it'll come towards you. Abundance. It's your birthright. You've got to decide on it.
Energy goes into those lower frequencies.
Yep.
Doubt, worry, fear, all. And now you're in that sediment. Mm-hmm. You're in that dynamic. But if you start talking about possibility, even if you don't know how to get there, then your energy starts to go up. Mm-hmm. You know, what if? You ask a what if question. You know, what if all my needs were met? What would I be doing in my life? What if everything is really working together for my good? What if all the bad things that have happened in my life are leading me to activating some great potential in my experience? Mm-hmm. What if God really is on my side?
Yeah.
You know, you ask a what if question and you start to notice little tiny miracles happening in your life. Mm-hmm. Things start to manifest. You don't know how they got there.
You cannot attract what you're not aligned with. And that begins with awareness of your inner narrative. Now, what does that even mean? Oh, your inner narrative. This sounds all like weird and woo-woo, Lewis. Well, your inner narrative are the things that you're thinking, the memories that you're tied to, the stories you're telling yourself about you, about others, about life, about what's possible, about what's not possible. It's these narratives, these conversations, these things that you're holding on to. And when people hold on to things that are empowering, they align and attract with empowering possibilities, people, and opportunities that flood their life with more peace and abundance. They manifest more.
And if the person got very clear on what they wanted, then they should start on the journey to become that very person. They should really work on being that very person that they want. So there would have to be some change that they would have to make in order to be worthy enough to create a person that they would attract in their life. And we cannot attract anything in our life that we feel separate from. Trusting in a future that you can't see or experience, you have to lay down the very thing you use your whole life to get what you want, to trust that something greater could happen. And that's not something that's very easy.
You know, so much is self-fulfilling prophecies. So if we are constantly operating from this belief system that we aren't worthy, that we aren't enough, that we can't, you know, receive abundance, then we're going to change the way that we interpret and the meaning we attach to everything we experience.
We define reality with our senses, and I think that is one of the biggest delusions. So the fundamental question is, can you believe in a future that you can't see or experience with your senses yet, but you've thought about enough times in your mind that your brain has literally changed to look like the event has already occurred? Now, the latest research in plasticity says that's absolutely possible. And can you select a new possibility in the quantum field and begin to emotionally embrace that future every single day to such a degree that your body, as the unconscious mind, the objective mind, does not know the difference between the experience in your life that's creating the emotion and the emotion that you're fabricating by thought alone, to the degree that you begin to signal new genes and new ways to change your body to look like the experience has already happened?
Do you want this thought to create your future? Now, because we think so quickly and the thoughts just go whizzing through our minds, it's not always so easy to begin changing our thoughts. You can start by editing your speech. Begin to listen to what you say, and don't say anything that you don't want to become true for you. There are literally billions of thoughts that you can think, and infinite numbers of things that you can say. Make these be nourishing thoughts. Pick thoughts that create nourishing experiences for you. Don't waste time thinking thoughts that create problems for you and then try to fix the problem. That, to me, is foolish and a waste of time.
When you feel the emotion of your future before it happens, you'll always believe in that future.
Wow.
And if you feel the emotion that keeps you connecting to your past, you'll believe in your past. And that's just the way it is. And then you return back to the same self, your same biology, thinking the same thoughts, making the same choices, doing the same things, creating the same experiences, feeling the same emotions. In your biology, your neurocircuitry, your neurochemistry, your hormones, your gene expression all stays the same because you just return back to the same.
This incredible power in the universe that you can tap into. You could just reach into it by simply writing down a goal clearly on a piece of paper, and then this mind goes to work 24 hours a day to bring it into your life. You all read the books about the law of attraction and so on. Well, the fact is that once you are clear on a goal and you write it down, not type it, but write it down, is you force this energy field of attraction, and it starts to pull into your life everything that you need to make the goal clear. But if it's not in writing, not a darn thing happens.
That your self-concept determines your income level. This self-concept level is called your comfort zone. And even if you want more money, you will find that the natural human tendency of all action is to struggle and strive to get into a comfort zone and then to stay there. That if you earn 10% or more above your self-concept level of income, you will have an irresistible urge to get rid of the money. You'll give it away, you'll spend it, you'll blow it, you'll spend it extravagantly, you'll even lose it if you get enough. That's why people who win lotteries are often flat broke 2 or 3 years later. They just burn the money because the money is far beyond their self-concept. If you go 10% or more below your self-concept level of income, you find yourself scrambling. You work harder, you work longer, you think more creatively, you look at different ways to increase your income or second income opportunities. The only way to improve any part of your life, including your income, is to raise your self-concept level of income by beginning to think about yourself continually in terms of earning more money.
All of you have everything it takes to become rich. You just don't believe it. Now, if you can develop this theory that I'm about to share with you, I have the way for you to be rich. This is it. First of all of you have a gift. God gave it to you when he created you. God never created a single soul without giving them a gift. That's the God that created you. He's a very smart God. Hear the cold thing. When he made you, he put the gift inside of you. He didn't hide it under the ocean. It ain't on the mountain nowhere. It ain't under no rocks. You ain't got to go drilling. God put what you needed inside of you at birth. All of you have a gift. But you have got to do your gift, the thing God gave you at birth to do. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your gift. Anything else you're doing, you're wasting your time.
Your level of self-esteem, which translates into your level of self-confidence, is the starting point of success. If you like and respect yourself, you will set big goals for yourself. And if you like and respect yourself, you will persist longer and you'll eventually succeed. And so how you feel, your emotions about yourself, is the starting point and the most important part of success.
So I actually identified for a very long period of time as, I'm not a happy person, comma, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. I accept that. And there was this huge conflict for such a long period of time where I was like, you're supposed to be happy. Why aren't you happier? Like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with you. Something needs to change. Rather than saying, like, maybe the level of happy that you are is fine. Who am I? Like, what happy am I comparing myself to? And also, if whatever your current state is, if you just say, like, happier, which is really when people are like, I want to be happy, they're just saying, I want to be happier than I am, which means that you create this distance between where you are and where you want to be, which is the recipe for being unhappy, is saying that I want to be happier. So it doesn't matter how happy you are, you want to be happier. And so by relinquishing the desire to be happy, I ended up enjoying a lot more of the stuff that I was doing because I didn't make it a requisite for my activities. So then it became a pleasant surprise. I was like, oh, this doesn't suck.
A goal that's not written is just a fantasy. A goal, a real goal, is a dream with a deadline. So take the goal and write it down. And then set a deadline for the goal. Now, when do you want to accomplish it? And then make a plan to accomplish it. Write down everything you can think of that you'll have to do to get the goal. And then organize the plan by priority. What should you do first? What should you do second? And so on. And then get started. It's the most incredible darn thing. But there's amazing how many people say, I'd like to be financially independent. Well, why aren't you? So show me your financial independence bank account. Show me your savings account and your plan for how much you're going to put in each week, each month, each year, and where you plan to be in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Oh, I don't have any of that. I just want to be financially independent. Shut up. Fact of the matter is that once you start moving toward the accomplishment of a goal, the most remarkable darn things happen. Once you have your goal, make a commitment to it.
Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's going to cost you something, but most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit. And most people don't like being uncomfortable. If you don't want to be uncomfortable, please do not pursue success, because success is a very uncomfortable feeling. And I just learned to be, I learned to be comfortable being uncomfortable. If you can get that in your head, this too shall pass. Every moment of everything you've ever gone through, God got you through it. You didn't even realize it. He just got you through it. You can't name one thing he didn't pull you through. Well, I lost my mother. I'm still grieving over that. I lost my mama 21 years ago. I still grieve over it, but I'm here. You know, I got through it. You're gonna get through it. But you gotta take chance in life, man. Can't play it safe, y'all.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us. You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself, because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence.
All the conflicts we have are made up in our head. We make up stories in our head. We create all the drama inside our head. We create conflict where there is no conflict, because we're making up a story in our head about what things mean, and it isn't accurate. If you're in pain, you have an inaccurate story. It's that simple. You have a story that's disempowering, and a disempowering story is not one from your spirit or your soul or your creator. It's coming from the mind. The mind's job is reductionism. Reduce things to this or that, good or bad, black or white. But life isn't black or white, good or bad. What if it was all for a greater good? How many have found that most of the pain in your life, if you didn't stay in the pain, led to some form of growth that gave you more to give more, to be more, to share more? Then they're all calls to go on the journey, right? On the hero's journey.
It is God, or the universe, or the infinite intelligence, that gives you the power to create wealth. Think about that. This is why wealthy people have complete faith and confidence that they can create whatever they want, because they know it's just not them. They know that the universal intelligence, the universal consciousness, God, Allah, Hashem, whatever you want to call this gives you the power to create wealth. It's not just you. You're tapping into this infinite source of supply. You see, money is not your source of supply. The source of your supply is the infinite universe. That is the source. You can call it God. That's the source of your supply. And wealthy people know that in the ether, there is an infinite amount of money that can be manifested or turned into physical reality. This is what we are. We are creative beings.
Sit down and write out your goals as if anything were possible for you. Sit down and write out your goals as if anything were possible for you, and never be afraid to dream big dreams. The courage to make a total commitment, throwing yourself wholeheartedly into whatever it is you decide to do. All successful people, of my experience, are people who are living fully engaged. They are fully involved in their lives and in their goals. They don't do things by half measures. They may have no guarantees, but they're not afraid to put their whole hearts into their activities.
That being successful is not an accident. Hey man, stop thinking, man, that your life is over because you're a certain age. Who are you to determine? You know what I can't stand when I hear Christians say, well, I guess it was the Lord's will. If it was the Lord's will, I would have had some money by now. No, 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 you can't dump that on God. God's will is that you prosper. That's his will. Now, the fact that you done made some adverse decisions to stop your prosperity train from happening, don't dump that on him. God comes to give you life and give you life more abundantly. That's what he say. Well, then the question is, where you're abundant at? You're going down to church, you're memorizing all these scriptures. Why don't you apply some of them? He come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. God got a great life for you, man, but you got to want something.
What kind of person must I become to achieve all I want? What you become helps you to achieve, and what you achieve helps you to become. And the more you become, the more you can achieve, and the more you achieve, the more you can become. Who knows which affects the other the most? This is time for a little truth here. Maybe you need to become much wiser than you are at the moment. You need to become stronger. You need to have better health. Maybe you need a little coaching to really become the person I want to become. I'm going to have some coaching. Physical coaching, spiritual coaching, developing skills coaching. To be the influence you want to be, you got to build an incredible reputation. What kind of person must I be to attract all that I want in my life and the people that I want and the opportunities that I want? When you knock on the door and opportunity opens, you must stand there as a very attractive person, or you may not be invited in.
You got to live like a millionaire, a multimillionaire, on your way to becoming a millionaire. Let me say it one more time. You got to live like a multimillionaire on your way to becoming a millionaire.
The next time you buy an airplane ticket, ask for an upgrade. Pay a little extra money to fly first class. What it does is it conditions your mind. Once you get in first class and you see how wide the seats are, everybody get a washcloth, they got a menu, you get to decide what you want, all the drinks is free. Once you sit in first class one time, the next time you get on the plane, it's very difficult to walk past them seats. And then your mind starts thinking of ways to get back to first class. That's what you start attracting to your life. And you start behaving and producing stuff to get you back into first class.
You're worth it. But do you really understand what that means? Repeat after me. I'm worth it. Okay? Forget the naysayers and silence the critics. Even if the harshest words are the ones you say to yourself. Do not doubt yourself. And this time, speak it louder. Really loud. I'm worth it. And the next time you hesitate before going after something you want, the next time you blush and brush off a compliment, the next time you doubt your place in the world, in the workplace, in your home, or in your own skin, say these words to yourself: I'm worth it. I'm worth it. Because you are. And always will be. Got that?
I learned early to act, talk, think, and look like the person I wanted to be. So go out today, maybe buy a new suit, a good one, one that is going to make you feel proud and glowing with attitude. Go put on a really good suit from a great store. See what that feels like. Start talking like winner, like a winner. Start acting like one. And guess what? Soon you will become one.
Let's make a list of the diseases of attitude that can wreck all your chances to do well. One of the words that destroys everything is called neglect. And I found this out. A week of neglect could cost you a year of repair. It isn't worth it. So what to be on the lookout for? And here's the list. Attitude diseases. Number one is indifference. This is called the mild approach to life. The guy says, well, I can't see getting all that worked up. Well, to be any kind of winner, you gotta get worked up. There's one problem with drift. You cannot drift to the top of the mountain. Pick a direction and go with everything you got. Just pick one and go. Somebody says, yeah, but what if it's the wrong direction? You'll find out quicker. It won't take you 25 years to wake up and say, oh no, I've been walking the wrong road.
The fastest way to become the type of person that you would like to be is to start pretending you're that person. Start dressing like that person, start talking like them, start reading the things that they would be reading. And the second thing is to start surrounding yourself with people that are both virtuous, but also doing the type of things that you want to do. Because it's hard to be good. It's even harder to be great. And so the first thing is you start pretending that you're a great person. And the more that you pretend, the more that other people are going to start taking you seriously. And the more you'll start to take yourself seriously. And the second thing is that people rise to the level of the people that they spend their time with.
I've got a question for you that has the potential to change your life. Ask yourself this. If you would be the person you dream of becoming, you would turn into your ideal future self. What would you be doing right now? What would an average day in your life look like? Give yourself a second to think about this and then ask yourself the next question. What is holding you back from actually doing these things right now? Why do you think that these things have to be in the future instead of in the present? And don't give me these nonsense excuses like, oh, but my ideal future self would have his own business and I don't have my own business quite yet. So yeah, there's why. If your ideal future self has his own business, then trying to start your own business is something you could be doing right now, isn't it? What are some actual things that your ideal future self would do that you could be doing right now? Do you think it's possible for you to spend 1 hour today doing things that the person you dream of becoming would be doing? Why don't you allow yourself to actually be the person you want to be for just 1 hour today?
What's one lesson which you wish you would have learned sooner in life?
That the most important thing is the development of yourself. Most people focus on one lane. They focus on money, or they focus on health, or they focus on relationships. They never focus on truly becoming wealthy. Wealth, by definition, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is abundance. That is what you want in life, abundance. Making sure that you are complete. Had I learned this before, my health would have been in check earlier. My relationships would have been in check earlier. I said this to you before. I said, everybody says that being a billionaire is stressful. Being a billionaire is hard.
Yeah.
Being a billionaire requires sacrificing every other area of your life. Why? Why can't I do it a different way?
Yeah.
Why can't I be happy to the billion?
Yeah.
Why do I have to compromise my family to get to a billion? Why do I have to compromise my morality or my spirituality to get to a billion? Why do I have to compromise my health? I'm taking it all. I'm going to build a life of balance, true wealth.
Listen to this. You do not have to be the smartest cat in town to earn a lot of money. As a matter of fact, you can be pretty dumb and earn a lot of money. I was pretty dumb and I was earning a lot of money. So when people tell me you got to be smart to earn a lot of money, I know that's not true because I knew I wasn't very smart and I was earning a lot of money.
If you complain about money, if you judge people who have it, if you rush when you're in lack, if you cheat when you don't have what you need, an abundant person doesn't do that. You got to look at that and say, I got to break these habits.
Yes.
Oh my God, if I truly want to be abundant, I can't act this way. Now here's the big one. If I truly want to be a new personality that's in a new personal reality, I can't take lack with me. I can't take unworthiness. I can't take the story that goes along with it with my parents or my grandparents or my ex or whatever. That story has to end.
When people look at the money that they're making and then the amount of effort that it takes them to make that money, they're like, you know what? At least I worked hard for my money. Bro, money gets printed out of thin air. You need to figure out how to make as much of it for the least amount of effort as possible. Why? Because there's dudes out there that are printing it. I don't think you understand. They're literally printing it, printing it. And you're out here working for it, slaving away. So you need to ask yourself, how can I get as much money as possible for the least amount of effort? So you need to start a business. You need to be able to understand how to arbitrage. You need to learn how to sell. You need to learn how to market. These basic skills, because the assumption that you're going to find security in a job is a fallacy. They can fire you for any of a million reasons tomorrow. Your skills are what's going to determine if you stay afloat or not, if you have the ability to make money. The job doesn't count. The idea of having a side hustle that you're not actually fully invested doesn't count. You need to be focused on making money. Money is the name of the game. You have to take care of it.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
The person who's living in lack is waiting for their wealth to feel abundant. They're waiting for their success to feel empowered. They're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. They're waiting for their mystical experience to feel awe. That's the Newtonian model of reality, of cause and effect. You know, waiting for that event to happen to take away this separation or lack. Nothing wrong with it. It's the way most people create. But what we've discovered is actually something else. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins. Mm. The moment you feel worthy and abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you're empowered, you are moving towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you'll create an equal. The moment you are in awe of life, you're going to have a mystical experience. And so that's causing an effect.
If you want it, don't just think you want it. Go out and f***ing want it. But you're not looking like you want it. You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself. And nobody wants anybody that's feeling sorry for themselves.
Isn't it strange that so often people have to be cut down by failure and defeat before they learn that they have minds capable of mastering all of their problems? Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit.
What is money? Define it. What is money? You go in, you give your time, your energy, your attention towards a task, and you get paid. What is those 15 pounds that you're getting for that hour worth?
Your time?
No, not your time. What is it worth? Where does it come from? Who gives that thing value? It has no value. That money isn't real. So what you need to do is you need to create money. And you create money by elevating the way that you think about finances, the way that you think about business, the way that you think about working. You don't work in order to get a paycheck. You work in order to build things that create money.
Your body is so objective that it's believing it's living in that reality.
Yes.
Where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. Nothing changes in your life until you change.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky. You don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their goals and keeps going.